In our gospel today, we see two responses to our Lord, two responses that we can make to our Lord. So let's compare how the blind man responded to our Lord to how the Pharisees responded to him. The blind man believed in our Lord. The Pharisees did not. The blind man received healing from his blindness. The Pharisees doubted that that healing even occurred in the first place. The blind man was open to following our Lord. The Pharisees were closed to our Lord. The blind man regained his physical sight and saw the spiritual truth of our Lord. The Pharisees were still blind spiritually. Now the question comes up, which one are we? Are we the blind man or are we the Pharisees? The original sin that we all share in, and through the sins that we commit, our intellects and our wills are darkened. We do not see the world as God intended. It's like a veil is put down over us. We look in the first reading. The prophet Samuel went to the house of Jesse to anoint the new king of Israel. Saul, the then king of Israel, had lost God's favor by his actions, and a new king was to be chosen. Samuel wanted to choose the oldest boy, the oldest son, because that was the traditional way you did it. The oldest son received the title, received the names, received the inheritance. He wanted to name him the king of Israel, anoint him, pour the oil over him to make him the king of Israel. God told him not to do that. Instead, God had chosen the youngest son, did the exact opposite. Notice that David wasn't even there for the anointing. He was out caring for the flock. But yet that was the one that God had chosen. God tells us, not as man sees does God see. Because man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart. What we see is not the fullness of reality. God sees the fullness of reality. We are blinded by sin. The spiritual realm is veiled to us. We can't really see the spiritual realm. If we could, we would realize that this room is filled with all the saints and angels. Because when we attend Mass, we are sharing in the heavenly banquet. And we are there with all the saints and all the angels. But we can't see them. We can only see the physical realm. We can only see each other in this one location, at this one Mass, at this one time. Because of sin, we're blinded and we turn away from God and we stumble through the darkness of life, darkness of sin, with no clear path of where to travel in our spiritual lives. But we have hope. Christ came into the world to be the light of the world. Just as a light, you know, a street light in a distance guides us to our path, along our path. Christ shows us the path back to our Heavenly Father. He lifts the veil of sin in our lives. No longer now is our life completely dark spiritually. We have a light that can guide us and leads us back to how God wants us to live, helps us to see and understand the spiritual life that God wants us to have. He also, by being the light to the world, shows us the obstacles of sin in our lives, make them clear for us so that we can avoid them. And through the sacraments we receive, especially the sacraments of Eucharist and confession, gives us the graces necessary to overcome sin that has already taken root in our lives and to avoid sins in the future. Gives us the strength to avoid those sins in the future. But even with these graces, and even with Christ as the light of the world, we can still turn our back on that light. We can succumb to the sin of pride. Pride, if you recall, is the original sin. That's the root of all sin. All sin comes through our pride, through our selfishness, our selfish desires. And instead of focusing on what God wants in this world, what God wants us to do and how God wants us to live, we focus on what we want, what we desire, and how we want things to be. In fact, it becomes so strong that we make ourselves the arbiters of right and wrong. We begin to judge what is right and what is wrong. And we disregard what God revealed as right and wrong. We see this attitude in the Pharisees today. The Pharisees had decided that they were the final arbiters of how God was going to work in the world. So the idea that God could actually come and heal this blind man was beyond their comprehension. And they judged it that it was wrong. But they were the ones who were in the wrong. They were the ones who were blinded by sin. Because sin still affects how we see the world. You know, this is why we need to be very careful about our judgments, that we can fall into the same trap the Pharisees did. Sin can affect our emotions and our thoughts and our actions. Therefore, we need to be very careful about any time we have a feeling or a thought which leads us away from the teachings of the church. If we ever think what we think or what we feel trumps the teachings of the church, we are on spiritually dangerous ground. Christ has revealed his truth through the church. We would be very wary to stray from those teachings. And if we do have thoughts or emotions that lead us away from those, we should be very skeptical of those thoughts and emotions. Because our thoughts and emotions are affected by sin and are affected by this darkness in our lives. So the question comes up, how do we respond to Christ, the light of the world? Do we respond like the blind man who said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Which is a question we should be asking of our Lord on a daily basis. Who are you, Lord, that we might believe in you? In response to that question, the answer to that question, this blind man sought the Lord and says, "I do believe." Or are we going to be like the Pharisees? Are we going to respond like the Pharisees who asked, "Surely we are not also blind, are we?" They remained in their blindness. They remained blind to him. They remained blind to the work of God in the world. So our challenge this day and every day for the rest of our lives is to respond as the blind man and to seek the Lord in our lives.